Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Monday, March 9th, 2020. As of yesterday, 28 people are confirmed to have COVID-19, the new or novel coronavirus, in Berlin. Lothar Wieler, president of the Robert Koch Institute, or RKI, said on Friday, with a view to the whole of Germany, quote, "As expected, the number of infections is increasing. We cannot stop the virus, but we can do everything we can to slow down the spread. This includes, above all, identifying contact persons of those infected." Meanwhile, in Berlin, health authorities are looking for clubgoers. A man from Reinickendorf who tested positive was a guest at the Club Trompete in Mitte, February 29th. The administration would like to ask visitors who were there that evening to report to the Mitte Health Office at the email address corona@ba-mitte.berlin.de. However, President Wieler emphasized that it would be an extreme simplification if everyone who had contact with a patient had to be quarantined. An officer of the Berlin police is also falling ill and was supposed to attend a soccer game on Saturday. 35 police officers were identified as his direct contact persons and quarantined. For Patrick Lauscheid, the public health officer in Reinickendorf, large measles outbreaks in the capital have so far been more difficult to manage than the new coronavirus. He told the German press agency that the current situation in Berlin was, quote, "far from reaching this dimension." The RKI has now also declared the south region of South Tyrol a new risk area. 46 infections nationwide have so far been attributed to travel to this region. Berlin teachers and pupils had also returned home from a skiing trip from South Tyrol. The Emanuel Lasker High School has already been closed due to illness, and holidaymakers who have been to South Tyrol should stay home if they have flu-like symptoms and call one of the hotlines or their family doctor for advice. In order to not overload the capacities of the health system, Wieler advised people should only go to the doctor in really urgent cases, and added, quote, "The health system is overloaded because many people are worried, but for no reason." For example, on Friday, about 100 people were again waiting at the clarification point of the Berlin Charité Hospital. In other news, the Berlin Chamber of Pharmacists is warning the public against producing disinfectants for hands themselves. President Kirsten Kemmeritz stated, quote, "The production requires flammable chemicals, the use of which is regulated for good reasons. Laypersons are better off not experimenting with them, according to instructions from the internet. Healthy people also do not need large quantities of disinfectants for their hands. Sufficiently thorough and frequent hand washing with soap is most effective against the coronavirus." Both the Charité and Berlin's Vivantes clinics have had protective clothing stolen since the new coronavirus was reported. Occasional thefts of protective masks have already occurred, said Vivantes spokesman Daniel Ziegel. The Charité confirmed media reports according to which both disinfectants and protective clothing were stolen over the past few days. And according to the Berlin Charité virologist Christian Drosten, the Robert Koch Institute should relax quarantine recommendations on coronavirus for medical personnel, stating, quote, "If we send all medical personnel who have had contact with infected persons into quarantine, medical care for the population will collapse." The Berlin Charité is currently regularly reviewing its quarantine regulations for its staff. At the moment, it's following the guidelines of the RKI. According to its own statements, the Charité is currently also in talks with experts who are considering adjusting the regulations in the coming days. Per a spokesperson, the clinic group Vivantes is also observing the situation closely and is in coordination with the health authorities and the Charité. Meanwhile, the Berlin clinic group Vivantes is preparing two new contact points for consultation and testing, one in Prenzlauer Berg and one in Tempelhof. They are scheduled to open at 10 a.m. today. CEO Andrea Grebe expects 100 to 120 people seeking advice per location daily. However, she added that it could take up to a day until a test result is determined. The city hostel on the premises of the North Korean embassy in Mitte has been ordered to close within the next 2 weeks, as detailed in a press release issued by the district office. The operators of the hostel are thus to comply with the office's requests from 2018. If this does not happen, the office is threatening to take coercive measures. And at the same time, however, the operators can still take legal action against the request. Either way, the district office expects the hostel to close soon. It was not until the end of January that the administrative court ruled in favor of the Mitta District Authority and rejected the complaint by the operators. The legal dispute stems from an EU regulation from 2017, which, on the basis of UN sanctions, prohibits real estate transactions with North Korea in order not to provide the state with foreign currency for its nuclear program. As a result, the district office banned the hostel's operators from using it, whereas the owners went to the administrative court. The hostel is located on a piece of land which, according to the land register, belongs to the Federal Republic of Germany. But in GDR times, the area was left to the use of North Korea, and 38,000 euros rent per month are to be paid for the hostel. The operators argued in court that they had not paid rent since 2017. However, even the operation of the hostel is said to constitute a prohibited activity in connection with the use of real estate owned by North Korea. According to the DPA, around 1,000 people demonstrated in Berlin on Saturday for the admission of migrants in need of protection in Germany. In the late afternoon, the organizers spoke of approximately 4,000 people, but exact numbers have not been confirmed by police. The protest march under the motto, "Europe Don't Kill, Open the Borders, Wir haben Platz," or "We Have Space," moved from the Federal Ministry of the Interior to the Hallische Ufer. The initiative Seebrücke Berlin announced in its internet appeal, quote, "Greek border guards shoot at fugitives, and this is not normal, and it never should be. We demand that the safe havens in Germany be made known." Numerous cities and municipalities have agreed to take in displaced persons. As early as last Tuesday, several thousand people had demonstrated in front of the Chancellery for the opening of the border. Federal Interior Minister Horst Seehofer of the CSU has so far supported Greece's course of stopping migrants and refugees at its border. Last weekend, as reported by Berlin Briefing, Turkey had declared its borders with the EU open to migrants. According to the UN, thousands are holding out on the Turkish side of the border with Greece, where Greek security forces are said to repeatedly use stun grenades and tear gas to drive people back. For 8 hours Saturday evening, the bell of the Treptow Town Hall rang continuously from 5 p.m. until shortly after 1:15 a.m. Eyewitnesses reported that a member of the security service was unable to silence the bell, nor was she able to reach anyone who might have been able to do so. And around 10 p.m., security is said to have left the town hall while the bell continued to ring. Annoyed neighbors repeatedly alarmed the police, who, however, declared themselves not to be responsible for the case. However, after numerous calls, the control center sent a patrol car around midnight. Perplexed, the officers then stood with a resident in front of the town hall and listened to the monotonous ringing, and then contacted the fire brigade for assistance. Finally, police and fire brigade were able to inform a member of the security company who had access to the bell tower, and at first, he looked for a fuse box in the town hall to turn off the bell, without success. Then police officers, a firefighter, and the security guard climbed the tower and together managed to silence the bell. Around 1:15 a.m., it was finally quiet, and why the bell rang for hours is still unclear. And now a programming note. Due to travel, we will not have a report tomorrow, Tuesday, March 10th, and we'll be back on Wednesday. Thanks for listening.